is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people what they want. Jalen, we have an update on Ben Simmons. We have an update on the status of Cam Newton and the Patriots, but we start the show with last night's game between the Saints and the Jaguars. Jalen Rose, we've been saying that Jameis Winston should be the starting quarterback for the Saints, and he proved it last night. Jalen, is there any question anymore about who the starting quarterback for the Saints is?
No question to me, and I'm just happy that he's going to get a chance at redemption. He put up some big yards his first few years, big numbers at touchdown passes, obviously broke records throwing interceptions. He, like Cam Newton, Jacoby, got humbled. They ended up playing on one-year deals as backups. And now to your point, he's in a quarterback battle with Taysom Hill, and if you look at the history of both of these guys' careers, one of them went number one overall as a quarterback and showed me that he can make all of the throws. The other guy was a Swiss Army knife that they kind of developed into a quarterback. So the way he played last night, hopefully that's a precursor for what we're going to see for him this season.
There is no longer a question in my mind who the Saints starting quarterback is. And don't forget this, Jameis Winston. 27 years old. He is still a young man with a lot of football to play. Sean Payton, the head coach of the Saints, was still non-committal before the game. Here's what he said before the contest last night.
So what's your timetable look like? By when do you want to decide?
I don't have one right now. Before we play the first game.
So he still won't name the starter, but Jalen, there's no question in my mind who is going to be the starter. Is there any chance that Taysom Hill becomes the starter for the Saints?
No, but there will be times, Jacoby, and rightfully so, that they're on the field together making plays, explosive plays. You got Alvin Kamara, one of my favorite backs in the league, the glides like Gale Sayers. The key out is going to be Michael Thomas. Like a couple of years ago when he broke the record for catches and how he performed to being injured last year, being in and out of the lineup last year, not catching a touchdown last year. If they can get him back healthy, now that Jameis gonna be throwing the deep ball, then they say that was the longest deep ball that somebody as a Saints quarterback has thrown in years. You know what I'm saying? So Michael Thomas gonna be happy to get back and unlock that part of his game that he wasn't able to necessarily take advantage of later in Drew Brees' career.
Absolutely. When you look at Michael Thomas's production just 2 years ago, 16 games, 149 receptions, over 100 yards per game. And last year, when he was on the field, he was not as effective. Perhaps Jameis Winston can unlock Michael Thomas when he comes back. You mentioned that Winston was the number one pick. The Saints were playing the current number one pick, Trevor Lawrence, last night with the Jaguars. And Lawrence did not impress. It wasn't all his fault. He was under a lot of pressure. Do you think they are putting Lawrence at danger by starting him?
Danger! Danger! Get on the flow! Absolutely. You got to put Gardner Minshew in there, dog. Let him take that punishment. Him and the handlebar mustache. Let them deal with that. You got to protect this prize number one overall pick. Now, we've seen this in the history of football, various teams handling it different. I remember when Troy Aikman or Peyton Manning took their punishment earlier in their careers. Or more recent, Joe Burrow, who was playing and throwing like 40 times a game and ended up getting injured. Or Kyler Murray, who started also as a rookie. So there are certain guys that have done it. There are other guys who have not done it. For me, the infrastructure, a lack of run game, if Etienne is going to be out, he left the game with a foot injury, right? And so now they thought he was going to be not only obviously a top flight pick, but like use him like a receiver. So without one of his weapons and without an offensive line, they setting the number one pick up to get killed, man. Don't start in week one.
It reminds me of Burrow. It reminds me a lot of Burrow. We were watching Burrow last year, just concerned every time he took the field. It does feel like perhaps protecting Lawrence is more important, and maybe the best protection for him is to not be on the field, because this Jaguars team does not look good. And, Jalen, I'm not going to overreact to preseason results. Oh, wait, I'm totally going to overreact to preseason results. Urban Meyer just looks a little over his head. Like, you're watching the game, and he's just frustrated. They can't move the ball. There's a part of him, it's like, man, I was making a lot of money coaching college. Perhaps that's where I should have stayed. We've seen it time and time again. College coaches take the level up to the NBA or the NFL. It just does not translate. Hopefully for Jaguars fans, that will not be the case here. But in the preseason, it does not look good for the Jaguars. Jalen, it's time for us to turn our attention to a story that's been simmering under the surface all summer long. Ever since the 76ers lost in the playoffs, Ben Simmons has been the person. He's been the person, the lightning rod for criticism that everyone is pointing to as the problem for the 76ers. He reportedly does not have contact with the team this offseason. Is there a chance, do you believe, that Ben Simmons will not report to camp? Could he hold out? Or could this be like a James Harden situation? What do you think the future is with Simmons and the Sixers?
I think ultimately he ends up at camp. It's not in either side's best interest for him not to be at camp. It's definitely not in his best interest to do what James Harden did, and that's show up and be out of shape, because he's not a former MVP like James Harden is. So with that being said, I don't believe this deal happens this offseason, Jacoby. Now, the way you and I believe in Ben Simmons, we can't ignore the bizarre fourth quarter performances in the playoffs this year. And so he's gonna have to build that value back up. If I'm on the phone with you and you talk about give me a player and give me like two or three first round picks, not after that series. Like, we saw the Paul George deal, the Drew Holiday deal. Like, there have been deals where multiple picks got exchanged, but not when they passing up layups in front of Trae Young at the hoop. So he's going to have to build his value back up. They're not going to want to move him for less. So don't be surprised if this goes into training camp, if it goes into the season before he's actually moved.
Well, we will see what happens. I do believe he does get moved, but he might start the season on the 76ers. And every single August, I see the same thing, Jalen Rose. I see Ben Simmons on Instagram making three-pointers. Every single August, he is on the gram making three-pointers. I wouldn't mind if he actually did that during the season, because obviously unlocking a jump shot and his confidence internally and externally on the perimeter is important for him moving forward. Important for the Patriots moving forward is that they have Cam Newton available to them. He is not available now. There's been some misunderstanding about where and how he could get tested, so he is now out until Thursday, where they have a joint practice. Hopefully he'll be available then. Cole Beasley of the Bills is also unavailable. Beasley has been very vocal about not getting vaccinated. Jalen, do you think that this sort of unvaccinated part of the NFL will continue to rear its head as we head into the regular season?
This isn't political. This is not radical. Get vaccinated. Even if you don't want to do it for you, do it for your teammates and your organization, because there's going to be a player at this rate that's going to cost his team football games and game checks. And you know what's going to happen when that takes place? Those guys that you thought were your teammates, your homies, the people you thought had love for you, they're going to start looking at you way different when you start messing with their money. That's what I have to say about when I hear this story, David Jacoby. Look at this protocol. It is obvious that the NFL lets you know if they're not able to reschedule the game, people are going to lose game checks. There are going to be some unhappy NFL players this season.
Yep, there's been a handful of Cowboys staff and players that have also tested positive, turning them into a virtual practice team. This is going to, again, affect this year in a way that it doesn't have to, because, as you mentioned, vaccines are available, and I think that everyone should be vaccinated. The science backs that up. I got COVID. I feel that my symptoms were lessened because of my vaccination status. And I wish that everyone stays healthy. Jalen Rose, we have some very important news that matters. Jalen, my timeline has been completely taken over by people walking over milk crates. I cannot look at my phone. I cannot look at my phone without people falling off of milk crates. Jalen Rose, what do you think of the milk crate craze taking over the world?
You know, the one thing I am not trying to do is fall. So, you know, I'm against anything that may make me tumble like that and fall on my hip, fall on my head, fall uncomfortably on my neck and my back. I'm not gonna be able to do it. It just showed me how times have changed. I grew up hooping on milk crates. You know what I'm saying? Now people walking on them for other people's pleasure on the internet. But I've seen some really good ones. I mean, shout out to the people that have been able to complete it. But those falls is ugly.
It's hard. I don't know what would make you want to do this.
Those are nice twinkle toes right there by her. Great twinkle toes. Give her,
her money.
I
love it. I love it so much. I will not be climbing on any milk crates. You will never, ever see me do it. I've seen enough people break their backs, break their necks, break themselves climbing over milk crates. And she kind of jumped off it. I don't know if that counts. Does that count, Jay?
That definitely counts. Because you know somebody can fall, that'll get ugly. That ground is hard. And them crates hurt, too. That's a double pain.
Jalen Rose, some power rankings of NBA teams have been released. And my Los Angeles Lakers are not where they should be in the power rankings. This is disrespect and more fuel for LeBron James' fire. From the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. I don't normally like to do this, but they released some power rankings and we have to discuss them because the Los Angeles Lakers were put at number 3 in the NBA on the power rankings. The Bucks did win the championship, but you can't tell me that Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and the rest of the Lakers should not be ahead of the Bucks on this power rankings, Mr. Rose.
So initially when you said third, I wasn't necessarily mad at it. And then I thought about why, and it totally makes sense. I want to remind you something.
Okay.
There's a valedictorian walking the face of the earth representing the king of the court in the NBA. You know what his name is? Giannis the Greek Freak Antetokounmpo. You saw what he just did in the finals?
Yes, I did.
Did you see what he just did in the finals?
Yes, I did.
You saw Chris Middleton make a name for himself as a closer? You see Drew Holiday getting steals and locking down on D? You know they play in the Eastern Conference also, right? Which means 50 of their games are going to be against Eastern Conference foes. So therefore, they're number 2 because they're going to have a better regular season record than today, your Los Angeles Lakers. Now, for the Nets, they right where they should be. The Bucks are as well. And don't be so upset about the Lakers not being 1 or 2. You just want them healthy at their Western Conference 3 seed or so when the playoffs start.
If you consider that all of the players are available and healthy, the Lakers have a better roster than the Bucks. And you mentioned the Nets at number 1. You remember, I'm old enough to remember, the Nets and the Bucks went to overtime in Game 7, and Kyrie wasn't even on the floor. The Lakers were one of the best teams in the Western Conference last year, regardless of record. They dealt with some injuries, and they added Russell Westbrook. They added a lot of other interesting pieces, too, like Malik Monk and Dwight Howard. They are going to dominate in the Western Conference, and they're also going to rest a lot. You know that LeBron James brought in Westbrook, so he said, you know what, I'll play about 70 games. I'll play about 70 games this year, and I'll give 12 just to Russ so he can score 30 and get the 15 assists and 15 rebounds. We know that's going to happen. Jalen Rose, would you, in your personal power rankings, put the Bucks ahead of the Lakers?
Yes, for the reasons I just told you. They play in the East. They are a younger group, which means they're going to value the regular season more. Their best player, Giannis, is extremely durable and dominant. He's only going to get better. You saw him making free throws. Okay, that's just going to add to his arsenal. And so, yes, the power rank has got it right on that one. And you know what else? I can't wait to see a full season of the Nets. We only saw them less than 20 games last year. And you mentioned KD, the offseason salutatorian, the way he played in the playoffs, and then the way he played in the Olympics. But a healthy Kyrie and obviously James Harden starting the season in shape, that's going to be a marvel to watch.
Absolutely. It does feel like we are on a collision course like we were with the Cavs and the Warriors years between the Nets and the Lakers, and what a finals that would be. But there's a lot of basketball to play before we get there. Jalen, I called them my Lakers, even though I'm not really a Laker fan, but I am a die-easy Bills fan, and there is some Bills news. Roger Goodell said that he is focused on keeping the Bills in Buffalo, one of the smaller cities to have an NFL team, and he said that it's been going on for decades. They need a new stadium so they can stay there for decades going forward. Jalen Rose, will they get this done and keep the Bills in Buffalo?
90 East to 94. Shout out to the Detroit Buffalo connection. My guy, Bo Jack. Let me just tell you something, dog. How would you feel if your die easy Buffalo Bills left? Those fans that's been jumping on tables. What do you think Conway and Benny and Westside Gunner feel about this? I don't have nothing else to say. What do you think?
There is absolutely no chance that the Bills leave Buffalo. I have been to Buffalo. It is not a large city. What they have is the Bills and chicken wings, and that's pretty much it. So you can't take the Bills and you can't take the wings. Big shout to Buffalo, shout to Griselda, and shout to Roger Goodell being focused on keeping the Bills in Buffalo. Jalen Rose, we're gonna turn our attention to the Bronx. The Yankees have now won 10 straight games. They are 27-9 since the All-Star break. Jalen, is this team that started slow finally coming together and looking to dominate the American
they
League?
They represent the Bronx, but they are the New Yorkers. You know, life in sports, to me, I can't lie, is better when the Yankees are playing good because they're the villain. 27 pennants. They got the astronomical salaries of each of the players, like the star power that they perform with. And so it's great to see them win 10 straight because earlier in the year, I remember coming on this program after they got swept by the Tigers. So they really turned it around.
They really have. And as much as I don't like the Yankees because I grew up in Massachusetts, it is better when the Yankees are good. It is better when the Lakers are good. It's better when the Cowboys are good. We want to see these big franchises be successful. That rising tide floats all the boats. And it certainly looks like the Yankees are priming themselves for a playoff run in the American League. Just imagine like a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. That would be so much fun.
We have to go to that. We have to go to that for sure.
You keep talking about all these events that you're going to, but you haven't gone to any of them. You haven't gone to any of
them. Let me tell you something. Dodger dogs. Okay, we going. We got to go to Yankee Stadium. Let's do it.
We have some news about hot dogs that might get you off those Dodger dogs. The University of Michigan did a study, and they've got some very concerning results of this study about hot dogs. We'll tell you what that is right after this. You don't want to miss this important health announcement from Jalen and Jacoby. The champs are here. It is the reigning champion Seattle Storms traveling to take on the Lynx. That is tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN2 and the ESPN app. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, I have some very concerning news. There is a study that has been done, and they have proven that if you eat one hot dog, it takes approximately 36 minutes off of your life. Will this discourage you from eating hot dogs moving forward?
Well, the golf outing yesterday, I just lost over an hour of my life then, huh? Wow. I didn't know I was gonna get that news today. You know what I'm saying? I had extra mustard, relish on it as well. I even asked them to toast the bread. How about that?
Well, I am concerned for my guy, one of the greatest athletes of all time, Joey Chestnut, because he's put down a lot of hot dogs, and those 36 minutes can start adding up when you're eating hot dogs at the clip that Joey Chestnut is.
Jalen Rose, by the way, can I just say this for everybody out there? A hot dog is not a sandwich. Please continue.
It's not a sandwich. It is not a sandwich. I agree with you on that. Jalen, you mentioned the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing yesterday. What an amazing day it was. The weather was beautiful. The golf was great. Everything was amazing. If you want to get involved, you can go to jrladetroit.com and donate. And well, look at this putt, Jay. Not that far, but still hard to do. You know?
Okay.
Gotta knock that in.
Okay.
Get
the people what they want.
Big shout to my group, Jordan, Tyler, Artie, the one-man party. We had a great time out there.
And shout out to Platinum Equity, Puma, Jeep. There were mayors, Hall of Famers, champions, educators, industry tastemakers. It was a labor of love. Thank you guys very much. The 11th annual. Forever grateful
we'll
for the
tomorrow.
Support.
At 2 p.m. on ESPN. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen Rose, we spent a lot of time this summer talking about quarterback battles between Cam Newton and Mac Jones and Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. There's one brewing in Denver, but no one really cares. But while no one's caring, Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater are also in a quarterback battle. Not the sexiest name, not the sexiest team. But, Jalen, if you are a Denver Broncos fan, who do you want to see under center?
Teddy Bridgewater gets jobs like this because he's normally steady. He wasn't as accurate last year as he normally is in Carolina. Mm. But I believe, you know, Denver wants to play physical defense, hope to create some balance on offense. They have really good receivers. The goal is going to be not to turn the ball over. And so I think Teddy ends up getting this gig.
We will see about that. Drew Lock had some moments last year that were inspiring. He had some moments last year that were absolutely terrible. So we'll see. But something tells me that they might like the consistency of the veteran Bridgewater under center in Denver. But I do want to say I don't expect much from Denver. I do not have high hopes for Denver. The only team in the league, there's only a few teams in the league that I could see winning less games than the Lions, and they are
Wait a minute. Hold on. How did the Lions catch a stray in this conversation?
I was in Detroit. You saw I was in Detroit this weekend. Y'all really root for this team. Like, y'all really care. Like, I was just surprised. It's just the faith and the enthusiasm and passion that this city has for this football team, because this is not deserved. Your whole city's in an abusive relationship with this football team. You think Dan Campbell's going to bring this team back to glory? I'm sorry, there never was any glory in the first place. You can't even return to glory. What's the best part of being a Lions fan, Jay? What's the best part?
Oh, man. Thanksgiving Day games.
I guess. I mean, you have a game, but when was the last time you won a Thanksgiving Day game? For real, can you even remember?
The loyalty and the pride in Detroit for our team, man. We love football. It's just painful that we only seen one playoff win in 61 years.
We had Megatron on the show yesterday, and he was like, yeah, my playoff game, I'll remember that one. He said, game.
But, hold on, but let me tell you something that I didn't underestimate, fam. I went back and watched the clip that Project Pat put up, or Demetrius put up. Because at first, when he was saying it, I was adjusting my earpiece. But it didn't go over my head that game, he had over 300 yards receiving.
Damn.
Okay. Don't sleep on that part. 329.
329.
Okay.
It's like, after someone catches like 270 yards, like maybe we should put two people on him. I don't know. Coach, I'm not the defensive coordinator, but maybe we should try to stop him. That guy who's
correct.
Got 270 yards. Now get to 300.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Jalen, One thing, you've been committed to going to all these sporting events. You want to go to the Dodgers. You want to follow Shohei Ohtani around. You're going to go to all these concerts. Do you know what I'm not doing?
What's that?
I'm not going to the Lions game. No. But I am going to the Pistons game. Did you see the rendering of the Pistons nightclub on the court? Did you see that?
Yes. Yes. I was disappointed they didn't name that after me.
Yeah, but I put you in there.
I'm already there.
I'm already
there.
He said, I'm surprised they didn't name that after me. You've already tipped the bartender $400.
I'm already there. You know it. I know it.
I can't wait. I can't wait to go to a Pistons game with you. You're going to do the same thing you did at the Dipset Lock Show. You're going to show up with no ticket, go to the front, give a security guard like $50 and sit wherever you want, go wherever you want, eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want. You're going to get in uniform and check yourself in the game when the Pistons are down by 20 at half. I'm telling you. I can't wait. I'm going. It's a short flight to Detroit. I had a great time this weekend.
It was only like an hour 15, right? It's nothing. Run all day.
It's too quick. I couldn't even watch the movie. I don't get to watch movies because I got kids. All I would do is watch kids' movies. I wanted to see that new Saw movie with Uncle Sam and Chris Rock. I had to watch the second half of it on the flight back. That's how short the flight was. That was a pretty good movie, though, for real. I enjoyed it. I really did. Jalen. Why don't they just trade Ben Simmons for CJ McCollum and some pieces already? Like, why don't they just do this? That's where we're going to end up.
I mean, we got a couple of pieces in Detroit, you know.
Oh, no.
They could get maybe like a first from us. We give them some draft capital. We give them a first and a second. We give them a first. And here you go. We give them a first, second, and Killian Hayes for Ben Simmons.
You'd be the worst GM. Daryl Morey didn't just hang up on you, he blocked your number. Killian Hayes? And a second?
Okay. And a first.
Oh, okay, sure. Sure. Well, the thing is, the first is going to be good because the Pistons are going to be so bad. So it'll be a top five pick. I'll tell you that much. Jalen Rose, Carson Wentz is back at practice already 3 weeks after foot surgery. Do you think you could see him under center for the Colts and maybe turn this thing around?
I was happy to see the reports that he was going to be back sooner than initially anticipated. Mm-hmm. Because when the news first came out and then one of their linemen, I believe, got injured as well, it went from being something really promising to like, uh-oh, here we go again, not getting off to a good start. And the Colts have played good football the last couple of years. Like, they've been an underrated
good
roster.
Defense.
Yeah, they've been they just need really good quarterback play. Shout to Phillip Rivers in his retirement. You know, he made that shot put work for almost 20 years. I ain't mad at him at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised he retired because he has so many children. You got to get out the house when you have that many kids. You know, I'm sure he's doing something to get out the house. Jalen, you're not a big roller coaster guy. I love roller coasters. In Japan, there's a roller coaster that reaches super death speed by going 0 to 112 miles an hour in 1.5 seconds. Four people have injured their neck or back and have fractured bones. Would you ride this roller coaster? What is your number to ride this roller coaster?
I'm not riding that. I'm good. You got a better chance of sending me to the moon with Jeff Bezos. I'm good.
You're not good.
Because
I look at it,
I ain't
like
trying
only
to get
people
sick.
Broke their necks.
No,
only
I ain't trying to get sick and be thrown
like 4 million. The chances are probably pretty good you're not going to break your neck.
You know, like Cedar Point is one of the greatest amusement parks in the United States of America. It's in Sandusky, Ohio. It's like a couple hour drive from Detroit. So I got exposed to it when I was young. So as they updated their rides, the Demon Drop, the Corkscrew, the da 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 da, we used to always go. And as I started to get a little bit taller, wasn't comfortable. But then as I started hooping, right? And to be honest, as I started drinking too, it was like, I ain't trying to be screaming. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're not trying to be screaming.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you never took Gracie and Mariah to the roller coasters?
Of course, absolutely. That's like, remember, Gracie's 15. So I got that in with them when they were young. They went to Cedar Point a couple of times. Like, we used to always go around my grandmother's birthday. I charter a bus. In the morning, I go get everybody McDonald's, Egg McMuffins, all of that stuff. We jump on the bus and we'll ride out there. Like, we've done that. Like, family field trip, are we there yet type a couple of times. And so...
Did you see Hard Knocks, Jerry Jones putting extra salt on his Egg McMuffin? Did you see that?
Extra salt on his Egg McMuffin?
Duh, he used like 3 packets of salt on an Egg McMuffin.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that. His lips gonna be white.
Jerry Jones is gonna live forever. He's gonna live forever. Okay.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much.
That's too much. He's a vampire.
Yeah, that's too much. But he watches the show. You see, he took care of my guy, Jimmy Johnson. I told him. Mm-hmm. I told him, better do it sooner than later. I've been trying to tell him for 10 years. I've been trying to tell him for 10 years.
They could win by 4 touchdowns. They could lose by 4 touchdowns. And all you talk about is Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor. I'm so glad that we're finally past that.
Can't believe disrespect my guy.
I'm so glad that we are past that. Jalen, are you excited for the start of college football? Football's like here. Football's happening.
Well, here's what I'm excited about. Like, seriously. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with the Michigan Wolverines.
We know what's gonna happen. We know what's gonna happen.
Because we gotta, like, this Ohio State versus Michigan thing,
that's not a
it
thing
ain't
anymore,
been pretty dog. The last 20 years.
That's not a thing anymore. That's not a rivalry anymore.
It ain't you been pretty the last 20 years.
You can't have a rivalry where one team doesn't win, ever. When was the last time Michigan beat Ohio State? When was it?
And I got to say this, too. Rest in peace, Bo Schembechler. But how about there was a time in my life and some of the times I deserved it, by the way. I was vilified by the media and by the public, and so was the rest of the Fab Five. Who would have thought that Bo Schembechler, who coined "We Want Michigan Men" and has an amazing facility named after him and a statue on campus, who would have thought all of these years later his legacy would be disgraced and ours would be uplifted and upheld? Just think about that for a second. For anybody that's been to Ann Arbor or knows anything about the University of Michigan, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There was times where Jalen Rose got summoned to Bo Schembechler's office.
What do you want to talk to you about?
Something I was doing or saying or something. I don't know. Like, you know what? I think it's about wearing my jersey backwards, actually. I know that was one of the things.
Wait. When would you wear your jersey backwards?
In college.
But
remember, I was
wearing
my practice jersey. Yeah, I used to wear my practice jersey turned around backwards. And I used to wear number 43 because the size was bigger. Chip Armour, big power forward center. It was a bigger jersey. He had bigger shorts. So I wanted the bigger shorts. He didn't mind his being tight. So I kind of switched with him. I got that when I did that when I first got there. When you look at any of the Fab Five footage, I'm wearing number 43 in practice with a jersey turned backwards. And that was during the crisscross time and all of that. That just was in style then. And I did get a chance to go to Bo's office. You know, it was funny to me because he's like really grizzled, like serious, like Bobby Knight-ish. Like, I'm just looking at him like, dog, I'm not going to be able to do it, dog. So, I don't know
why you got me here in this office talking about my practice jersey.
Yeah, I respect you, dog. You the legend, man. Let me get out of here, dog. Let me get up out of here, man. I run cross country and everything, dog. I'm a beast. You know what I'm saying? We came on first day. I smoked everybody in the race. Don't ever get it twisted. I wasn't quick, but I was fast.
Let me take everybody behind the curtain of something that happened yesterday that was very important at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf event. I was with Jalen getting ready to go, leaving the MGM Grand. Shout to them for providing rooms and providing me with some money at the blackjack table. And Jalen's confidant, right-hand woman, executive assistant, Michelle, who handles everything, the greatest in the world.
The best.
Jalen put some shorts on, and Jalen is famous for having baggy shorts. And these were very golf shorts. And he's like, Michelle got me in these tight shorts, man. Yeah, they're very tight shorts. I saw tattoos on Jalen that I didn't know existed. Jalen got like upper thigh meat tattoos. I'm like, I've never seen that one. We got hidden tattoos now. What is that tattoo? Like, when did you go to the tattoo artist and be like, right here on my upper thigh, let's put something there?
Oh man, that is hilarious. I never thought about it that way. Oh man, that's hilarious. I've been wearing long shorts for so long.
It's like, what? Didn't even know you had that tattoo. You didn't even look like yourself. And your shirt was big and baggy, shorts all small and skinny. You didn't feel like yourself. That's why I didn't see you all day. I didn't see you all day because you weren't out like you usually out during the golf outing because of your shorts. I would have gave you my shorts if I'd known that was the case, Jay.
Oh, man. My golf fit wasn't A+. I wasn't Ryan Harper with my fit at all.
No.
His be fresh. Heart be fresh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He got on shorts that I ain't seen.
Yeah. People take it serious at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. I'm out. I'm there for the cocktails.
Hart plays Sunday so he can be ready to play on Monday.
That's the dedication I ain't got. Yeah. Right about on the fifth hole, I kind of look at my group like, you know, we're not winning this, right? So let's just have some fun. Like, no chance we're winning this. You know what else ain't winning? Michigan football. Let me tell you, Western Michigan, September 4th, 12th. That's a win. Washington, night game. Washington.
At Washington?
I think it's home.
So I remember they beat us in the Rose Bowl in the early 90s. This is when a death certificate first came out. And Q was my guy. Got a chance to meet him in Detroit. He had just left NWA. And on that album, he didn't know Vaseline was the final song. So listening to the album that I went to Tower Records and I stole, by the way.
He had to break off the plastic thing on the CD.
No question. I'm out of here.
I know that's easy. I'll break that plastic thing.
I'm getting
problem.
This right now. I'm leaving out of here with
made
this.
It bigger. It doesn't make it impossible to steal.
Yeah. And I kindly threw the plastic in the trash. Easy. You know, I didn't think twice. I'm nice and neat with it. And so, I remember, like, everybody in the dorm and everything was teasing me because my guy, Q, by the way, one of my nicknames is Jinx or Sir Jinx. That's because, like, I predict things. And so, or when I say something that I'm gonna do something that ain't necessarily good for you. Anyway, so they were playing Washington. And on that album, Ain't Steady Mobbin' on that album, it's a, I don't curse, but I gotta say this for effect. Eventually, I'm gonna be doing stand-up, y'all gonna see me cuss. But I just don't, sometimes, you just gotta do it for effect because that's what the song says. And you remember the beginning of Steady Mobbin', how it goes, say, God damn, the bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin', right? Yeah. And I was paying somebody to keep playing it as I was hitting the lick. The reason why I just been reminded of the stories because we was playing against Washington in the Rose Bowl. We was all over there watching them play against them. And I was licking them. God damn. Like I won. God damn. God damn. I'm telling you, I did like, I was passing. And we lost to Washington that year. I think they had Napoleon Kaufman on that team. He was a beast, a running back. And so, yeah, that's a win. 2-0.
That's a win? Okay.
2-0.
And then Northern Illinois, I'll give you that one. That's a win. 3-0.
We're going to crush them. I might have to go to that game. We're going to crush them.
If you're going to go to a game, go to that one. Because it starts to get squirrely right around week four.
I might have to go to one of those games and we win by 50. I love those games.
Rutgers?
Oh, we going to crush them.
Oh, and then Wisconsin? That's an L. And then Nebraska?
We win by three.
L.
We win by three.
Northwestern, L. Michigan State, L. Indiana, I'll give you that win.
No.
Penn State,
no.
L. Maryland,
no.
L.
No, that ain't
Ohio
how you look
State,
at the schedule.
They should just forfeit. They should just forfeit before they play Ohio State. They should just pretend they got COVID.
I'm worried about that game. Now, that's the game I'm worried about. I'm worried about that game.
We got COVID. We all have COVID. All of us. The entire team has COVID. We ain't coming. We're not playing.
We got to get a quarterback. We got to get a quarterback.
Well, we will see. One thing we always want to do is hear from you, our listeners. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And then when you leave us a voicemail, we will put it on the show just like this one.
Hey, first off, shout out Reds and to the whole staff. This is Devin from Milwaukee. Quick question. When taking a number two, I always lay a piece of tissue in the toilet so the water don't piggyback from behind. Pause. Is that a soft move or a boss move? Keep giving the people what they want. Be good. And if you can't be good at it.
Okay, Jalen Rose loves the poop questions. I hate the poop questions. I hate the poop sound effect more than any other sound effect on the board.
You can just punt on this.
So
I'll take it. I'll take
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so Jalen, soften the boss move, putting down a little tissue to soften the landing of the kids you drop off at the pool. God, I hate that sound effect.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the love. And Jacoby said that when you're dropping off the kids at the pool, it's not a burial, okay? It's not a burial. They don't need a piece of paper laying down there initially.
No.
It's not a casket. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that. Or it's not a hot dog. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that. That's too much. That's a waste. Like, that is a waste of toilet tissue. Now, let me tell you where I ultimately waste towels, any spa. You see me at the spa at least 10 towels. Like, I'm wasting all towels. I have towels for every part of my body.
Putting a towel on the floor you stand on, towel yes. over your shoulders. I've seen you
yes.
at the gym. Towel, Jalen Rose puts a towel underneath his feet, a towel over his shoulders, a towel around his waist, and then a towel to dry himself.
Yes. And then sit on a towel in the steam. You know
oh,
what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Oh, yeah. You got to do
here's
that.
But wasting a lot of toilet paper, I did it in one location consistently. The Detroit public school system. I wasted a lot of toilet paper. Because I am not sitting on this thing. Uh-uh. Like,
oh,
you just see feces on feces.
I need you to do something for me, Jalen Rose. You need to talk to your nephew Quincy about accuracy, okay? Because sometimes I just forget that I've got an 8-year-old son and I'm at my own house.
All on the ceiling.
And I just sit on the toilet and I'm just like, oh, Quincy
it's
got
slide.
Me.
Oh, it's slide.
Oh, this ain't supposed to feel like this. Oh, man, what's he doing
man,
in this
got
bathroom?
Me. Oh, man.
In my own house.
He got you puddle jumping.
Yeah, in my own house. Like, Quincy, come on, dog. What are you doing?
But here's the thing you got going for you, though. You can always acknowledge that these are things you got to do because of your mom and your sisters. That's one of the things that you can, you know, kind of good cop, bad cop with it. You don't really have to go hard on that one. You can be like, you know, if your mom comes or your sister comes, you know, that's why. So it's not necessarily like that one's coming from you, even though it's coming from you.
Well, it's going to come from you because I've talked to him about it before.
Okay, I got you. Done. Done.
There you go. Appreciate you. Appreciate the call. Everybody that was involved with the golf event yesterday, everyone that works on the show with a special show from the golf event, appreciate all of your efforts. If
and
you want
also,
to help, you can go to JRLA.com, JRLADetroit.com. Go ahead, Jay.
And also, I want to also give a special shout to Demetrius J. Harris. He made mm-hmm. sure our show got up. We had tables. We had stands for the iPhones. He was sweating. You know what I mean?
He was working.
Like, I saw D was working hard. You know, he was getting the intro. Yeah, D was getting them as they walked in. He scrambled to got Megatron. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, D. Thank you for showing up, coming to Central Kitchen, all of that. And I appreciate the JLA, the J&J staff. We adjusted our time for shooting a little bit to accommodate trying to do the kickoff, introduce the celebrities at the golf outing as well as do the show. So I definitely appreciate the support.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.